I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Ever wondered when you should retire? Have you thought of how much money you need to make before planning your retirement? Do you find planning your retirement a big task? Here are the answers to all your questions. My name is Ashutosh Garg, and I am the author of the best-selling book, Reinvent, Reboot, Rewire, Managing Retirement in the 21st Century. You are listening to my podcast, No Age for Retirement. Not only is this podcast the brainchild of the brand called You, it is also an HT Smartcast original, and it is available on htsmartcast.com, India's fastest growing podcast producing platform.
Welcome to a new episode of The Brand Called You. I am Arini, and I'm with Ashutosh Garg. And today we are talking about how to tackle loneliness after retirement. Though loneliness is a big problem at any age, especially after retirement, it becomes very, very important because of declining self-worth. Hello, sir.
Hi, Arini.
So what exactly leads to loneliness after retirement?
So, you know, loneliness and retirement are two very, very important words for anybody who is reaching the age of superannuation. And we've discussed several times in the past how retirement is not a taboo. It has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with the superannuation policies of your employer. And post 60, 62, whatever age you do retire, there is a big life ahead of you. Now, loneliness is something that a lot of us tackle throughout our career. And what do we do about loneliness? Either we have a lot of friends, or we have a lot of family, or we have got some hobbies. But we all figure out ways and means to do something or the other. What I have seen with people who are now in their 50s is that they are so busy at work that they don't make any effort to either have relationships. By relationships, I mean friends outside of work. So when the so-called retirement happens, suddenly that whole social connection goes away. A lot of people live in company-owned apartments. Even the community that you live in goes away because you have now have to move out and move into some other place. And finally, and most importantly, a lot of people, or what most people, irrespective of age, do not develop any interests and hobbies. And if you don't have any interests and hobbies, then you are certainly going to be a very, very lonely person. And finally, you know, when you, if you look at a couple, the lady or the spouse generally has many, many interests and has really cultivated a strong social circle around herself with friends. The male, and I am using the word male because males do not make that extra effort and therefore are suddenly stuck. And then when you end up retiring, then the male tries to get into the social circle of the spouse, and that creates its own set of issues. So a long-winded answer to your comment on loneliness, but loneliness is a very, very serious challenge post-retirement.
Okay, so I would like to explore the steps with which we can tackle the loneliness. But before that, I would like to ask you, is it harmful once you get lonely? Really harmful?
So loneliness has been researched globally and been found to create more diseases than obesity. So therefore, okay, obesity is something to do with your physical body. Loneliness is something to do with your mind. And it is important for us to be able to recognize this, realize that loneliness is a problem and do something about it. Because it is something which you can handle, but you have to proactively work at tackling your loneliness. You can't wake up tomorrow morning and say, today I'm going to make the whole world my friend.
So let's explore how to make friends. You mentioned that people lose their social connect when they are working. When would be the right time to establish contact with your maybe old friends or maybe make new ones? And what are the steps involved?
You know, at a certain stage in life, and you know, you're very young, but I am sure you keep investing in relationships with friends outside the workplace. If you look at, say, government employees, the entire social circle, and I used to see it with my father, who was a very senior brigadier, all their friends were basically their own batchmates and in the army. And when he retired, everyone went off to their respective cities. And suddenly, they had to depend on just 4, 5, 6 friends because they had made no effort to make friends outside the community that they were working in. So therefore, it's very critical for you to start developing relationships outside. And I see the same thing with IAS officers. Little in their little cocoon of meeting who they know and who they don't know. And then if you look at large companies, the same thing happens in large companies. Because institutions like the Army or the IAS or large companies provide a very, very strong nurturing environment to the individuals who are in it. But the moment that period finishes, then the individual is lonely. So therefore, the first thing is that you've got to be able to develop relationships. Next is that you've got to be able to start developing hobbies. Now, whether you are collecting stamps and coins, whether you are reading, whether you are writing, whether you are a sport, playing a sport, whether it is golf or playing chess or whatever you like, you can't wake up on the morning post-retirement and say, from tomorrow morning, I'm going to start playing tennis and playing golf and start writing and do whatever else. You just invest in yourself, invest in the ecosystem, and that is what is critical for you to be able to tackle your loneliness. A lot of people I have seen get a pet, right? Again, this is something which you need to do in advance, not wake up and say, now let's get a pet. So the point I'm trying to make with all these examples is that start planning 5, 7 years before you're actually going to retire on what do you want to do. You may want to go and take up another job. So all that planning must be done in advance.
Wow. So one of the things that I have seen people do, you know, especially when they are lonely, they also make other people lonely, you know. So is loneliness contagious?
It can be very contagious because loneliness, unless handled, starts affecting the mind. Then within your family, you start to get morose. You start to get irritable. You start to become a cynic. And the moment that starts to happen to you, it is contagious. It affects the larger family or the larger community that you're living in. So many times you must have read, heard in the community that you live in, don't approach that that man because he is, just too irritable.
Cranky.
Yes. Right? And why is that? I mean, he must have been a very, very jovial individual. But if in my own mind, I have now got deeply ingrained that the world doesn't love me, the world doesn't care for me, I have no friends, I have no work, then obviously I'm going to be cranky. And that's going to affect everyone else.
Right. One of the major challenges when you actually get lonely is you start becoming very negative.
Yeah.
So, and that's all understandable because, you know, when you don't have anybody to talk to, when you don't have, you know, maybe grandchildren and other family members around you, you become very, very negative. So how can you stay positive despite all the challenges that you have?
So my first comment to you is that no, it is not understandable that you should be negative because you're making yourself negative and the onus is entirely on the individual not to become negative. You cannot pass it off on your retirement. You cannot pass it off on your children and your grandchildren saying nobody spends time with me, nobody loves me, nobody cares for me. You know, people will reach out to you once, twice, but if you're not going to reciprocate, if you're not going to respond to the love and affection from your family because you are in, you know, deep in self-pity on how the whole world has started to ignore you post your retirement, then the blame lies squarely with you. And therefore, I tell this to some friends who I've seen in a situation like this, that get out of this mode, start doing something different, find something positive to do, and get the smile back on your face. There's no point in keeping on frowning and being grumpy because the only person you're harming is yourself.
Correct.
And the more you are grumpy and cranky, the more people will leave you alone, which gets you into a terrible cycle.
So don't you think that one must adopt newer technologies to communicate once they actually retire? Because younger people are always on video chats and other things. Because if you embrace such technology, then your loneliness will definitely go down. It's not going to be something that you are used to. But then, of course, you have to get used to new things.
Absolutely. I mean, anyone who is getting older, if they turn around and say that, you know, I don't have time for technology. I don't have the time or the interest or the inclination to learn anything new. They're just being silly. I can give you an example. My father, when he passed away, he was 87. He would have been 93 now. Right till he passed away, he was on WhatsApp chat, Skype chat with his grandchildren around the world. And, you know, he had an amazing relationship. For someone born in 1927, he had an amazing relationship with people who were born in 85 and later.
Correct.
So, I think it is a state of mind. There's nothing complex about the technologies today. Yes, if you ask me to go and write a program, which you probably can, I can't. But I can certainly know how to use the technology or the program that you're going to write. But for me to turn around and say that I don't want to know anything about it, I want to sit with my old, you know, dial phone, and that's the only communication that I want to know, I think I'm only going to harm myself.
Another new thing that is coming up is community living. So do you think community living is a way to tackle loneliness?
Absolutely. So, you know, there's a lot of work being done by a lot of organizations on developing senior citizens living. More importantly, condominium living is becoming a part of everyone's life now.
Right.
And once you move into a condominium, you have a group of 15, 20 friends who are also like-minded people like you, and they're looking also for relationships because they've also uprooted themselves from some other city and moved into the condominium you want to live in. And that is the support, the social support, the infrastructure which exists for each of you to be able to depend on one another. That is what community living brings to you. And it's very critical for anyone.
All right, sir. Thank you so much. This session has been extremely insightful. Hopefully, you liked it too. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Brand Called You, and never miss any update. For feedback, reach us on @HTSmartcast. We are present on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. To listen to more podcasts by The Brand Called You, log on to www.htsmartcast.com or suno naye nazariye se.
This was an HD Smartcast original.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.